Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm listening to the start of the news, then Donald, the Donald. Do we still call him the Donald? Who else do we call the Ohio State University?
The Rock.
The Donald. The Rock. Yes, The Rock. Jen calls you the disappointment. No. I know that.
She does not. That I can tell you.
That I can tell you. What word did Mark, go with the standard, I'm a master at this, go really quick, and then it doesn't sound very good, but if you say it fast.
Just with confidence. Even if it's wrong, say it with confidence.
Yes, swagger. No, it's like a self-checkout
list. It was just a funny name that struck Dave and I funny, so we started giggling like little school kids. And then Mark caught, it was contagious. And I think that used to happen to me all the time, where I would start thinking of something that was funny, and I'd start laughing, and I'd lose it. And you're helpless, because when you're reading the news, you don't have a partner to take over. It's just it, but it's funny. In hindsight, it's great.
Other things that are contagious, 651-461-9226, because I'm with
COVID-19.
And it's a great quality, right? If you find something funny, and then you're with somebody else who finds it funny, and you just can't stop laughing.
My best friend in the whole world, we went to the same church growing up, and we couldn't sit next to each other.
Clearly, because that didn't kick in.
Right, but because every Sunday there would be a silent prayer, where you'd do the prayers and then you'd do the silent prayer, and he and I would just inevitably,
Not the place.
No.
Not the place.
Especially when you're praying for Bernice, who just had a hip replaced. You don't want to start laughing.
Bernice was the appropriate name for a hip replacement, too. Right? I mean, like we were talking names the other day. I suggested any Phyllis born is automatically 74 years of age. Just automatically 70. Why did you find this so funny, Dave? What caused it for you?
It was just the pronunciation of the name. It felt like he was rushed.
Yes.
He was kind of pounding his way through it, like Adam said. And I just started giggling and looked at Adam, and he looked at me. He started giggling. Then it, as you said, got contagious to Mark because he knew what had happened. He knew he was trying to sneak one over on us, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
He said, these tax tips brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. I said, not anymore.
No. We need a sponsor for the text line and the callers, don't
yes.
we? What about the Grundhoffer? Let's go with the Grundhoffer. Maybe they could step up.
Spencer, come on. He's taking a break again. Usually takes
Let's
the break
go.
Right after the holidays. So come on, Spencer. We want you back. We'll call it the Brat Line.
Like that. Brat Line. That would be very good. Dave, if you could get one thing at a butcher Because don't we still view Grundhoffers as a butcher?
Oh, yeah. And Spencer is a butcher. He looks like a butcher. Yeah. He's right out of central casting.
651-461-9226. Other people who look like a butcher. That's right out of Lebatard show. And their pick always was Tom Thibodeau.
Yes, totally. Like
yes. Tibbs. Yeah. Tibbs looks like a butcher. Such a I feel bad. I still think so highly of Lebatard show. I just like I'm so busy.
So busy, you know? Can't catch.
I'm not.
And now you
busy.
Can listen at your leisure and I can't do it.
Yes.
It's been a long time.
Do they still do the looks like game? Because
I hope so. It's
that
so
was
good.
So absolute brilliant. You know,
Doug Peterson that look like Doug Peterson what? Looks like mid-level scotch.
Another Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson looks like the first guy your mom dated after the divorce.
Yes.
Again, all credit to the Levitard show for this. So good.
I say Purdue's head coach, Matt Painter. He looks like a butcher.
He does. He also looks like the mascot. Coaches who look like their team's mascot. Doesn't he look like the Boilermaker?
John Chaney looked like an owl. I mean, that was that was the end of the list. John Chaney looked like the Temple Owl.
Yes,
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
John Calipari. Oh. Yes, that's it. We need more coaches wanting to fight each other in press conferences.
I'd like somebody to fight Kim Mulkey, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. Kim Mulkey, she should, you know, fill in the blank. Hey, Kim, closed circuit. If they try to get you to talk for 2 years, eventually, hot take, they're going to set a deadline. And what a shock. They're going to put the story out when your team is visible. This isn't new news. And the people who automatically, journalists, people we know, people are like, well, this hit piece. Can we read one word before we determine if it's a hit piece? Kim Mulkey. I heard Jordana say she's an excellent dresser.
No.
Did I? Did I miss something? Did Jordana have eye issues?
I thought she was being facetious. I hope she was being facetious.
Was she?
I think so.
I hope so. Because Kim dresses like a clown.
No, you know what you know those costumes you get at like Party City, you know, like the Halloween costume that come in a bag? Like the pimp costume, you know, the outfit you get? That's what she wears.
Yeah. Well, it's her brand, man. She definitely has the brand. Are you prepared to bond together for the amount of days we're going to bond?
I am. I got a text earlier from your buddy. I didn't know he included me on a dinner reservation.
Yeah. I didn't even know he had your number. I was like, whoa. Did you check out the place? He's bragging
it
up.
Yes. I accepted the invitation and the reservation.
Nice.
Applebee's. I didn't know they had an Applebee's out there.
Chili's.
Tremendous.
You know, Gigi's? I know you're missing
Gigi's. Is there a Gigi's still on the West Coast?
Yes. We have to get a date shake. I had another date shake in my order right now of pleasure. My pecking order of pleasure. Quentin laughing is one. Sex is two. Mark Fry giving the news is 3, and a date shake is 4. Are you excited for a date shake?
You're excited for a self-date shake, I'll tell you that right now.
Walked into that one.
I am not. I got to be honest with you. My guts like just rumble hearing date shake. Feels like that will just clean me out.
Maybe you need that.
Maybe I do.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, if you were able to consume Shields, the date shake garden, they were lined up for a long, long time to get the date shake. Dave Harrigan, would you like a date shake if it was possible?
No.
What?
I'm with Adam. It sounds awful. Sounds.
It does not sound good.
I don't know what it sounds like it tastes like, But in my head, it tastes disgusting.
Well, we talk about it. Date, Adam, is a horrible-looking food, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good start. They look like cockroaches. I see a bowl.
Like
I see
a body part of a man.
I see a bowl of dates. Nice. I see a bowl of cockroaches is what I see.
Bowl of cockroaches?
I don't know why, but yeah, really? They look like cockroaches to me.
They don't look great, but trust me, the date shake. You will be apologizing to me. I mean, you owe me a lot of apologies. That I can tell you. But you will do that. I'm with you, by the way, on Ronna McDaniel. I'm with you.
Thank
100%.
Thank you.
Do you want to hang for that segment? You're blowing out of here.
No, I'll do a little free radio. Dave looks all thrilled, right. You know.
Let's do it. And
you know what? I Googled date. You are in the heart, the
yes.
bastion of date
Capital.
Shake. It's Coachella.
The
it's
center.
The Coachella Valley.
Exactly. I'm coming back a week from today. I'm not excited.
Nor are we.
I mean, yes. I've read about some crazy squatter stories recently, which is just an amazing concept. This is an Airbnb. What if I just don't leave the Airbnb?
It's a very George Costanza move. I like it.
I change the code, and I say I'm not. Hell no, I'm not leaving. So we might get to squatter's rights later because. They're bizarre. I don't see how people get to this. WNBC. Remember when that guy worked here? Pig Vomit worked at our place. Kevin Matheny, right? I think his name was.
Yep.
To us, he was a very nice guy, but I did always think of Paul Giamatti every time I was talking to him. In my view, NBC is right, but I'm very skeptical that she's going to last. Let's discuss in moments here on CCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave, what do we have for a bumper theme today? I was going to suggest Elton John, his birthday, but I know my lane.
Yes, you do. That would have been a good one. I didn't realize it was Sir Elton's birthday. Sir Elton. Don't just call him Elton, please. Proper
That's
respect.
True.
We're going through the stages of the winter storm each hour. We're starting each hour with snow music. The second song will be rain music. And the third song each hour will be melting music.
Wow. I like it. Evolving. I mean, you can't pin Dave Harrigan down. Donald Trump is speaking. He's given a quasi-press conference right now. He is still an incredible force in politics in our country. 45th president. Once again, if the election was today, I firmly believe he would win. He's not the most powerful politician in the country. He can't be more powerful than the president, but he might be president again. So his views and the views of tens and tens and tens of millions of people should be reflected on network television when they're analyzing politics. I personally think Donald Trump only occasionally bumps into the truth. I think he's a narcissist. I wouldn't spend a half second considering even voting for him. But he is a force. He is in the middle of everything. And most networks right now, of the over-the-air networks, they have former Republicans who Trump probably can't stand, or they can't stand Trump, and the occasional kind of, sort of, kind of supporter of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He reflects the views of so many voters. So if you're going to have a political show and a network which covers politics, if you don't have someone on who reflects that view, how are you really having discourse, the true appropriate conversation in this country? I have no doubt he was trying to stop the election, trying to overturn the election, trying to stop the transfer of power. And people in his shadows are afraid of correcting him, or else he'll call them out and they'll lose their jobs. Ronna McDaniel, RNC chair for a number of years, went along with his lies over and over and over again. And guess what? It still wasn't good enough, because she's dumped by two people. Somebody's a 100% election denier, and Donald's daughter-in-law. So why are we talking about this? Because NBC News hired Ronna McDaniel, the former RNC chair, not replacing Lester Holt, not replacing Kristen Welker, as an analyst, as a contributor to Meet the Press and other NBC shows, and people are apoplectic about it. Let's play a portion of what Chuck Todd had to say, the former host of Meet the Press on NBC, and still their chief political analyst. This is after Kristen Welker had weeks ago scheduled Ronna McDaniel, okay? It was a scheduled appearance. Then NBC hired her. Then she did the interview. I watched it. I thought both were good. I thought Welker's questions were right on. I thought her follow-ups were right on. And I thought McDaniel played the role that she's going to play. Chuck Todd comes on afterwards, and he says this.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. Well, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. She has credibility issues that she still has to deal with. Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. What about here? There's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
She brings, Adam, the point of view that tens of millions of people believe in this country, even though I believe she's lied on a regular basis. I think Trump lies on a regular basis. Guess what? Tens of millions of voters don't agree with us. And just to act like they don't count and shouldn't be a part of the conversation, I 1,000% disagree.
Which was my point, too. And I mean, if you want to argue, and I can see this point, that, okay, whether it's George Stephanopoulos or Jen Psaki, these are people who are hired to give that perspective. But at the same time, those people also have, I'll just say, stretched the truth probably for a candidate or a point of view that they are, you know, are advocating for. Now, do those lies, or and does any lie go to the same level as, you know, suggesting that the election was stolen? Probably not. But That's you have, and I think Kristen Welker did the job of asking her those questions. And that anytime she's on, she should absolutely face those questions if somebody wants to bring them on. But we should have that conversation. We should be exposed to that. We should see that. And I said, you know, that was my. What if she suddenly comes out and says, you know what? I knew it was all BS. And you know what? Donald Trump knew it was BS. And everybody who continues to push this knows it's absolutely false. Would that be a benefit to hear? Of course.
Well,
I don't know if we're going to get that. Probably not. But
and by the way, maybe she buys all this. I don't think so. I think she felt like she just had to go with the flow, because if you don't go with Donald right now, it's not the Republican Party. It's the MAGA Party. And so I just don't see how you can have these conversations without one of the main players involved in push. Be specific. By the way, push and be specific with someone who's representing Joe Biden also. I get, in the truest sense, I almost text Major about this, the Major Garrett's, the Jake Tappers of the world, who believe, and again, I know some folks can say, well, they're left. Okay, you're allowed to have that opinion. But the pure journalists are going to say, we want individuals who are always telling the truth, and that's the accountability. Donna Brazile has been on CNN and ABC for decades. She ran a campaign. She was the DNC chair. Do I think she was that anywhere as outrageous in her lies as the MAGA wing? No, but she gets to reflect the Democrats. Jen Psaki was just Biden's press secretary years ago, and she's got a show on MSNBC. Tim Russert, who is the pinnacle of Sunday morning hosts, was Daniel Patrick Moynihan's press secretary years ago. She's an analyst, Adam. And I think there's too many people who are left to center who just say, isolate them. Don't allow them a platform. Just keep them on Fox and Newsmax. No. They're in the middle of the conversation deciding the important topics in our country today, even if I disagree with many of their points. It's not, do I agree with them so they get visibility, versus they're in the arena, so we should hear.
Right. That's the old argument that people, you know, confuse, is that just because you're – it's the same when we have the stories about people, you know, invited to speak at a university. It's not because the university is saying these are the views that we should have. No, it's to have these people so we can hear those views. And guess what? You can challenge them, too, if they're at your place. And just saying, no, we shouldn't even hear from them. Yeah, that does not do anybody any good.
Hmm. Have we taken this segment long enough, Dave?
Yes, you have. Well done. And it's a stretch for you, but well done.
Yeah. Can we share this on air, or is this an off-air conversation?
No, we've just got some issues with the satellite right now, and we can't. During the CBS bottom of the hour update, which usually runs from 31 to 32 after the hour, we're unable to play some spots, so we just need to make sure we clear that.
Oh, are we good now?
We are good.
Excellent. Next topic, Carter. Peak high school college movies of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
An abrupt departure. You want to stay for that, too?
No, I'll be listening on my drive home, but with great anticipation.
Yeah, are you going to? Normally you tell us, Dave, what does he normally tell us at this point when he's going home? What's he going to do?
Clang and bang.
That's right.
Clanging and banging.
Working out, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, do you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger now?
I look like Arnold does now. Months. Let's just say that. As the donkeys and I got a little flab going, but it's okay. It's okay. It's great.
I think he had a pacemaker situation recently, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good looking guy.
No, let's keep that away. All right. Ask tomorrow. We'll look forward to that, sir.
You got it.
Peak. Oh, listen, I'll tell you why, but I always enjoy this one. Tell me, you want to tell me the best? You want to tell me two or three, when you think of the greatest high school, college movies of all time? The topic came to me for a couple reasons this weekend. I'll explain later. But what do you got? Greatest high school or college movies ever. 651-461-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, I'm out on one of my walks the other day, Dave Harrigan, and Bill Simmons obviously is a fantastic success story, all the stuff he's done. You can have different opinions on the quality. I think it's awfully high myself. I think my favorite part he does is the rewatchables. And I really didn't start consuming it until, I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago, whenever, and I had not consumed one, listened to one in a while. It's he and maybe one other person, he and a couple other individuals, look at a recognizable movie and do some deep research on it. Financing, characters, memorable lines, who else was who else happened to be up for different roles, controversies. It's very good. And I was clicking, I saw Risky Business. I don't remember the last time I watched Risky Business. For me, I mean, the timing could not have been better. Came out the summer of 1983. I mean, that was just debauchery for me. 82 to 83, I mean, Robbinsdale High School closes. I go to Armstrong High School. I'm back with a ton of my friends because I went to Samberg junior high. We had kids go to three different high schools. More of my friends actually went to Armstrong, so I'm back with them. Just shenanigans, school, fun, sex, just a lot of stuff. And so Risky Business was like perfect, because here's Tom Cruise, this normal kid who's living kind of your typical standard Chicago affluent lifestyle. He's not getting into Princeton. His family wants him to get into Princeton. Parents go out of town. He's going to have sex. Call girl comes over. It's a Rebecca De Mornay. She just dominates the screen. She's just stunning. And all the stuff that happens, just so many funny lines. It's serious, too, because we get prostitution. We get a pimp. We get abuse. We get police, we get side characters. Risky Business, to me, is a great high school movie. Then on Twitter yesterday, I saw, Dave, that Breakfast Club, the idea of Breakfast Club when they had their detention was March 24th, 1984. So it was 40 years ago yesterday. So I thought, okay, I think we've done this a couple times. In fact, I know we've done this a couple times before. The greatest high school college movies of all time. I stand by my number one. I have not moved in a long time. For me, it's Ferris. I love Ferris. I think Ferris is so good. It's just a little serious, but it's mainly fun. Risky Business is much more serious. Breakfast Club is certainly much more serious. But for me, Dave Harrigan, if I say Breakfast Club, if I say Ferris Bueller is my favorite high school or college movie, you say what?
I'd say you can make an argument for others, but you can't make an argument against Ferris, if that makes sense. To be your number one is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. If you had to pick one, what do you have?
Between just those two or anything?
No. Anything out there.
Okay. Well, Ferris would be on my short list. I think American Pie has to be on the list because that was, right in my wheelhouse of high school and then into college with the sequels. Another one I'm going to...
I thought the first one was great. I thought the other ones dropped off fast.
I thought number two was good after that.
Okay.
They certainly did drop off. But, you can't argue with the success of one and certainly two and the fact that they were able to keep it going for a little while. I really have a soft spot in my heart for Road Trip. I think that's an excellent comedy, college. Yep. And Napoleon Dynamite just tickles my funny bone in exactly the right way every time I think about it.
I think I have to go back and watch that again because that just built into this out of nowhere phenomenon, right?
Yes, it did.
And it's one of those movies, and we've all been there with a movie, a restaurant, whatever it might be, where I jumped on later and probably was unfairly expecting just to laugh hilariously every second of the movie.
It came out when I was probably junior in college, something like that. And I remember my dad saw it. He sees everything, loves going to the movies. And he said, hey, you should check out this Napoleon Dynamite. You've probably never heard of it, but I bet you'd like it. So I went with some buddies, and this was before you actually reserved seats. So we got there right before showing, and we were sitting front row. There was no other place to sit. Front row in the theater, staring straight up at the big screen the whole time.
Okay, now, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
If that's your only option, you wouldn't go today, would you? First of all, the front row is much further back now.
Yes.
But let's say, it was old school, front row, you're going now. Is there any chance you're going?
I would choose not to, but at that time, you had already bought the tickets and you walk in and, this is all we can do. I guess we'll have to be here, but it didn't matter. I just remember laughing so hard it hurt at certain points of that movie and telling all my friends, you got to see it. You got to see it.
Got to see it. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's pause. 651-461-9226. Best high school or college movie. Also, do we make them anymore? Is there anything in the last 5 years where we say, wow, that's just a great, funny... By the way, I'm fully willing to laugh at high school movies now. I'm firmly willing to laugh at college movies. We don't make as many, right?
Doesn't feel like we do. We just had the Mean Girls sequel. I don't know how well that one did. But
by the way,
Mean Girls, the original, by the way, that could be on the list.
Great movie. Absolutely great movie. Back in moments on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Your Linda's construction time check is 12:52. Time to have Andy and the crew come out to your place and install leaf guard gutters. You'd like those gutters today with the snow and the rain. Have them out and get 75% off installation labor. Okay, let's go with some of the nominees that you've offered up for the greatest high school and college movies of all time. Okay, Animal House, all over the text. Animal House, Dave, properly rated, overrated, underrated, where do you stand?
Properly rated.
Properly. Great movie. Super Bad, multiple times. Super Bad is absolutely in my top five of high school and college movies.
I go overrated.
Is it in your top five?
Overrated. I saw it after the hype and didn't care for it.
Get out of here, honestly.
There's parts of it that are great, but Jonah Hill's character drove me nuts. Fast Times, properly rated.
Boy, Fast Times is great. I mean, for me, like, I'm the sweet spot here. High school, college movies, as a guy who turned 18 in 1983, what a run that was. I also heard Simmons on the Rewatchables talk about the movies released in 1983. Can you just look up a list? I mean, it was just a phenomenal year for movies. Yeah, if you don't like Jonah Hill in Superbad, that's a problem. He's a rather important part. Kind of tough. Porky's. Okay. What about Porky's? Where do you stand?
I've never seen Porky's.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of my running jokes, you know, Porky's 7. You know, how I was denied an Oscar. The first one's, it's completely, totally mindless, but it has moments. Dead Poets Society. You know, Dead Poets Society is a great movie. It's just so different than the other ones a lot of us think of when we think of high school and college movies, right? It deals with significantly more. The movie is much more somber and serious,
yes,
correct?
Not the slapstick, you know, crazy, wacky, gross-out comedy we kind of assume.
No.
We want our teen movies to be.
Yeah. There's a lot of people offering up like differing movies, like Something About Mary. No.
No, that doesn't count.
Goodwill Hunting. No.
Does Old School
count?
And I
know he's... What's that?
Old School. Does that count?
Oh, 100%. 100% Old School counts. Very good, right?
Oh, genius.
Yeah. Dazed and Confused. Where do you stand on that one?
Yeah, that's got to be up there. Absolutely.
Yep. Caddyshack. Does that count?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Danny's not a close.
I mean, they're around the age.
It's more about the golfers than the caddies, aside from Danny, right?
It's based all on what happens tied to the club, right? Grease. Does Grease count?
Yeah, got to. I think it does.
Does it? How about Revenge of the Nerds?
I've never seen it.
I don't think it's that great. Like Diner. Okay, no. We're not turning this into now movies that you like.
I was looking at one list that put Clueless at number one.
I like it. It's good. But no, and every time I think of that movie, I think of her and chewing on her food before she gives it to her babies. Remember that?
Yes, that's just, right.
Grosses me out beyond belief. Have you mentioned Fast Times? Yes, I have. It's phenomenal. 16 Candles. Where do you stand on 16 Candles?
Yeah, not my thing.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Maybe I would change, but when I... saw it, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. Bleh.
Curtis chimed in with another laugh, right, movie. Platoon, okay? I mean, if we just pick movies where they were high school and college age. No, I mean, Saving Private Ryan, I never stopped laughing in it, you know? Overrated, underrated, properly rated, next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.